Hello, I'm Samuel Akesho, and this is our first episode on One Screen Revolt. Our topic of focus for today is basically about the future, with a very big question: is 5G asymptomatic? Have with me some knowledgeable guests here. Have Dennis Mary from Cetera, who's the director of Cetera. Hello, Dennis.
Yeah, my name is Dennis. I'm the director of research at Citural. Citural is the first female research firm in Africa. We are basically helping business and individuals answer baseline questions and also exposing the African technological landscape to investors. And also helping individuals make decisions, which is backed by data and information.
Okay, so next on the line is Samuel Adrai, is the soft is the senior software engineer at Andela. Yeah, am I
Yeah,
right,
you
Samuel?
are. Yep. I'm a senior software engineer at Andela. I'm practically, a tech geek and a tech enthusiast. But I'm also a Microsoft MVP on the Azure Technologies category. Yeah, pretty much do IoT AI, just anything that solves human problems. That's me, a solutions architect as well.
Okay, so let's go deep into why we are here and what we need to discuss about. The fifth generation of cellular technology, 5G, is what we are going to be discussing about, and we all know it's the next great leap in speed for wireless devices. And this speed includes both for mobile users to be able to download data to their devices at up to 10 to 100 times faster than the current 4G speed. So users should expect to see download speeds on the order of gigabytes per second rather than megabytes per second we currently have now with 4G. So we are going to be explaining to everyone what 5G is all about. We are going to be talking about how worried people should be about the health risk of 5G, the conspiracy between 5G and coronavirus, which is a little bit sarcastic. Then positive impact on 5G and businesses and also industry sectors and the government especially. So let's just get started. So Dennis, let's get started. Let's talk about the 5G network. Let's talk about
Now, I think this is one of the hottest topics. It's a sister to coronavirus right now in the world. It's seriously trending. Yeah, and people are really talking about the 5G. Well, basically, 5G is a fifth generation of mobile network as a new global wireless standard. After the 1G, 2G, 3G, and the 4G, 5G enables a new kind of network. Basically, it's designed to connect virtually everyone and everything together, including machine, objects and devices. And the good thing about the 5G is that 5G wireless technology means that it delivers high speed it has high speed multi-speed and ultra low latency and more reliability and also massive network capacity and increased availability and a more uniform user experience to more users, and high performance and improved efficiency empowers new user experience and connects new industry. So basically, 5G is just the future of wireless connections. It has more speed, it has more reliability, and the most good part about it is the way it enhances customer experience. That is the most nice parts of this technology right now. I think I just let me just hang there. Let me not just finish everything right now, but let me just be hanging
Okay,
here.
so going straight to Samuel. Samuel, what do you have to say about the 5G technology? Let's dig.
Well, so my colleague just said it. It's a fifth generation wireless technology. But a couple of things to take note is that it operates at a very high frequency. Okay, but then
has a lesser range. Now, a little physics, but you know, it's true for every waveform. Because it's at a very high frequency, the range is small. An example is a microwave. Have you considered how a microwave doesn't actually burn or cook stuff outside it, but then just what is contained? It's because it's quite high. It's the same analogy when it comes to the 5G spectrum. So it's even believed that it's going to have a lot of interference. Even, you know, rain can actually even interfere with it. So there's this whole perception of it can cause cancer. It is, you know, it's not safe and all that. First of all, let's explain, you know, let's get the basics of it. It uses millimeter wavelength. That's what I've explained. Very high frequency between the ranges of 2.4 gigahertz and like 990 or 100 gigahertz. That's the range it uses. So which means it's a lower, you know, lower range, high frequency, lower range. It doesn't even have enough energy to penetrate the skin. It stays somewhere in between. It's something they call a non-ionizing radiation, unlike, you know, X-ray and some other radiation that actually kills cells and affects DNA. So there is no need to be worried about 5G is a kill switch, and it is as a result of laying cables and all that. That is why. And I mean, because it is a low frequency, it's a low range, even implementing 5G will require a lot of nodes, a lot of 5G nodes.
Yeah, that's
Not technically
for
laying
sure.
cables. It's a lot of, you know, nodes. So this whole thing is just for me. Yesterday, I actually put on my social media that I think is a term I call a fear of posting late or fear of sharing late, where everybody's in a rush to be the first to post something without fact checking.
Because
Exactly. So for me, that's just
yeah.
my intro to this whole 5G. Excuse you to say, but 5G idiocracy going on. In the world.
Okay, that's a beautiful one. Let's just talk about how worried people should be about the 5G technology, because the truth is we can't seem to lay down the fact that yes, it can be dangerous to humans or it cannot be dangerous to humans. Let's just give broad explanation on that. Let's talk about you know, there are a lot of myths saying 5G causes cancer, 5G due to radiation and all those. And we know the sun itself, it's a big
Ball of radiation.
what's the word? Big, yeah, definitely. Let's just make people understand that 5G's wavelength does not generate enough energy to damage cells and cause tumors or cancers, unlike ultraviolet radiation from the sun. So let's just go on with that.
Just like I started with my introduction, it's a non-ionizing radiation. Okay, which means it doesn't have enough energy to actually even to put things in perspective. The current radio waves that we receive from our radio set actually even penetrates the skin much deeper, even goes through the skin, you know, and 5G doesn't. So if you are worried about something or technology that will kill you, then it's the radio you've been listening to for God knows how long. And also, it's the sunlight you've been bathing in for God knows, you know, for God knows how long. Those are the things. I
And
mean,
you know how hot it, you know how hot it is here in
we
Africa,
would all be
and
dead,
Italy,
you know. So for me,
bringing the
that's the clarification that I want to put out there, you know, that it's a non-ionizing, it doesn't have enough energy to cause, you know, any harm. You know, so however, you're talking about, you know, some of this, the potential issues with it. Like we mentioned, 5G is expensive because it needs a short wave. So it needs a lot of, you know, nodes to be set up, infrastructure.
Infrastructure,
It might even take countries
infrastructure.
years.
Well, for me, you know, looking at all these things, you'll be asking yourself, what is even the underlying technologies that makes up 5G? You know, before we got onto this podcast, I was watching a video online. So I saw something. So I was kind of thinking that this thing we are bragging about is not really it's not really even the big issue. I think there is even an unconfirmed information right now that China is even doing 6G.
Yeah.
The development have started already. So, but I think you know, everybody knows that 5G is based on octagonal frequency division and multiplexing. It's a method of modulating like a digital signal across several different channels to reduce interference. You get. I say that 5G uses what is called 5G NR-Air interface alongside the OFDM, which is the octagonal frequency division multiplexing principle. So 5G also uses wider bandwidth technology such as sub-6 gigahertz and mm waves. You know, like 4G LTE, 5G of the octagonal frequency dimensional multiplexing operate based on the same mobile networking principles. However, the new 5G NR air interface can further enhance the octagonal frequency division multiplexing to deliver a much high degree of flexibility and scalability. And this could be more, there could be more 5G access to more people and things for a variety of different used cases. Like 4G technology right now, like we are seeing 5G, like 5G can get to many people faster than 4G. So I don't know, but the whole issue, so people not looking into an issue very well without really saying some certain things. And as my colleague rightly said something, he said people are not just doing these things for the fear of being late on their Twitter page, for the fear of losing their followers. They are just saying so many things that is not the truth. And these are the issues we have. Like, everybody is almost afraid.
I also want to add that a should few be what things I can to say it. For now. Like as of now, okay, I don't think that protocol or that process has been actually put in place yet. But as of now, 4G and 5G cannot coexist closely. As of now, they're actually waiting for something called dynamic spectrum sharing or DSS. That is supposed to enable like it's versions, you know, coexist. So right now, telcos that have implemented it, like in the US, AT&T, Verizon, are putting up something they are calling walls or dynamic split walls. So you can have 5G and 4G in the same area. So think about it. For this infrastructure to be rolled out and until DSS comes in, it means all the telcos would have to start rolling out their 4G, or even if it's 4G, because some of these telcos just update the numbers on your phone for you to believe you're using some high G's, but that's something else that we can talk about in a different session. But for the 5G to be implemented, these telcos would have to do away with the 4G and bring in 5G with all the infrastructure. So it's not like something to easily link to it. For me, I'm saying that with all this, you know, thing going on, if we could just pause, ask the professionals, I mean, ask people, okay, this is what I've heard. What do you think? Give me your professional explanation or your professional opinion on this. We'll be discerning and understand the difference between, you know, what is just, me, I call this pure propaganda and conspiracy. Besides, like we started with a submission, 5G is not owned by one person. It is not owned by... It's not owned by the Chinese government. Never. It's not owned by the American government. It's not owned by the Israeli or the Arabian government. For someone to say
I guess that's where politics comes in.
You know, exactly. You know, for you to say that, oh, it is a vested interest. Yeah. You get the point. I mean, let's think about it. And for me, I'm just debunking the fact that if you understand the technologies that make up the 5G, we've explained the frequency, the radiation, and all that. I mean, all to this point, it tells you that it's not even something you should be concerned about. You know, but for me, the problem is just lack of proper education, fear of, you know, being late to post stuff, and then, excuse me to say, but idiocracy and some level of stupidity.
okay, that's basically a big one. That's basically a big one. Conceptions about all this that's been spreading online. And the one big thing is people look for what they want to find, what they want to see. So when you tell somebody about 5G and you tell the person with a negative mindset, what the person goes online to look for is what are the effects of 5G?
Mm-hmm.
Or how can 5G cause coronavirus? Do you understand? There was a very big increase in Google searches for 5G and coronavirus. And if you're looking for negative things online, you're sure going to see it. But it should be, everybody should be able to compare facts. You don't just get data from one person. People say, okay, Google's a reliable source. Google doesn't have journalists. Google comprises of people posting random things.
Okay. You know, as tutorial out here, we run research, and most of the information we get, we definitely get them off the internet and from interviews and stuff. Now, there's something we call the Boolean search methods. Yeah. Maybe you guys know any. Yeah. I don't know if you know about it. Boolean search method. We applying it in searching, in search models, in search engines.
Information.
We use those things to be able to get accurate information. Like we have, we have what we call the. I developed something we call the diagonal research betting method, as it were. Once we get a search topic, we go on Google, we get information, so we quantify, we clean the information, we clean the data. We try to compare the data or do comparative analysis. Which of this is true? What are the sources? Are they coming from just ordinary blogs? We want to see the objectivity and the subjectivity of people writing these things before we even validate this information and send it out to our customers. The big issue we have right here is that people are just trying to occupy space. Like, it just, for me, I would say people are in the house and they don't have anything to do. So they are using 5G.
Due to the lockdown, right?
Yeah, they're using it to keep up. Even yesterday, somebody reached out to me on Facebook and was like, "Hi, can you explain this 5G, Bill Gates and Antichrist and coronavirus like something?" Do you see the fourth where he mentioned 5G, Bill Gates, Antichrist, and coronavirus? I was like, what is the meaning of this thing? How does this sense relate? I've never seen Melinda Gates and Bill Gates investing in 5G. Yeah. I've never heard it. I've not heard 5G have anything to do with. Oh God. So they are linking it even to the Christian Antichrist doctrine and everything. But some people have forgotten that a pandemic happened in Lagos in 1808 or so thereabout. I'm just reading this thing online. It's called a flu. It affected influenza. Yeah, so it affected so many people. Even the whole of churches were down, schools were down. Nobody was going anywhere. People were in the house. The only thing I keep saying that amplifies the COVID-19 and the corona and the 5G saga definitely is the internet. Right now, all the whole pandemic that have ever happened and that has ever happened in the past, there was no mobile technology then. Even when SARS came out, 2003, 2002, there was no internet. There was internet, was very, definitely, very sorry.
At that time,
mobile was very, very low.
Yeah.
Me and you, we can't be doing this podcast now. Yeah. We can't be doing it. Because even if we want to be doing it, we're going to pay $1 million for that. So right now, everybody, Dick and Harry, in the villages, in the rural area, that being a good thing, have a mobile phone and they have access to information. And one thing that the internet has done is to democratize data, democratize information. Everybody have access to everything. Everybody can go to Google and upload anything. The founder of internet last year came up with something like
internet
police or something like that. That's it. Yeah, we should be policing the internet because this is crazy. Like, if this thing continues, it can cause war. Like, right now, towards the Chinese people, like, it can cause a war. Seriously, it's mad. People are doing so many severe case things that they are not supposed to be doing. And the most annoying part of the thing is people, even the people that have PhD, are
just I don't want us to go into this PhD conversation because I said that if you go and do PhD in animal science, or if you go and do PhD in food nutrition, or if you go and do in human behavior, okay, it doesn't give you the automatic subject matter expert on radiation, on telecommunication and its intricacies.
You know, suddenly everybody has become an expert. Suddenly everybody will tell you 5G.
Suddenly, and they can't even produce a vaccine. That's just my annoyance.
If they have PhD, what we need right now is a very potent vaccine that works for us and not spreading, you know, fear and panic or unnecessary correlations between things that are not, you know, in almost any way related.
Yeah. So one group.
Yeah, I don't know. We have a big problem somewhere. One social media platform, WhatsApp, is a very big issue because see, most fake news you see go on WhatsApp.
Yeah, yeah.
They before they even come on Facebook.
Yeah, voice message broadcast.
They start with a voice message. The way they do it here in Nigeria is one Ade will transfer it to Kunle, one Kunle will transfer it to Abiodun, one Abiodun. Like, that is how.
Share this to your family. Share this to everybody you know.
If you don't share it, you die. That's annoying part. So yeah, it's crazy,
sure survive,
but we survive.
That's just it. So basically, everyone listening to this podcast should be aware that coronavirus is a virus. There's no questioning about that. Doctors and scientists around the world have been researching this disease since its first appearance on the global stage, and they are already looking for treatments and to help stop its spread. So any claim that 5G caused the health issues being reported are all false and ultimately harmful in themselves. So you don't just take in negative news about. The thing is, there's still a lot of research to be done on this 5G. A lot of claims cannot be backed on by facts. So people just claim things that are not true. People just tend to just make their own facts, just create their own theories on it. Coronavirus doesn't have anything to do with 5G at all. It is just time and the rest. So we have really talked a lot on this. I'm sure by now a lot of people should have understood the difference between these two. It is even a very bad thing that we are discussing about 5G and coronavirus. You know,
forced to exactly you, you, forced you to
are,
talk about
we are,
it.
We are being, so. We are being forced by the public. At least, people are still at the point we are doing this podcast, I'm very sure people are still laying wires. So who knows?
Okay, so now let's just move into the positive impact of 5G on businesses. Are we expecting new ideas to come on with this technology? Because at Spider, we were running a project on connecting cars together. And one issue we had was interference of network. So we wanted to do a project on connected cars where cars can talk together, like to reduce accidents and, you know, the likes. So are we expecting new groundbreaking innovations? Are we expecting new solutions with this 5G technology? What's it like? What's the future like?
Yeah, I think you can go for it. Yeah. Oh, okay. So yeah, I think it opens up a whole spectrum of innovation and connectivity. It's unfortunate that IoT was also mentioned as part of the devil's plan for 666, which is very upset.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't want to even go into that. The fact is that
you are going out of job very soon.
But the fact that as humans progress, and I made an analogy that in the days of Jesus Christ living in Nazareth, the way they process their olives has changed. It's not the same we process it today. So as humans continue to grow, evolve, and learn, we are always going to be pushing the boundaries to learn how effective we can make things. Now, one of the key things that we mentioned with 5G is that it's going to require a lot of nodes to enable, you know, the connectivity to happen. So which means that for telcos to cover a wide area, they will need to implement more nodes. as opposed to now, where you can have a mast covering, you know, a certain area, but not all the areas. So for the implementation of 5G, it is either you are going into the area or you are not. You can't go in partially, like we mentioned. Yeah. The range is so less that even trees can interfere with it. So they'll be forced to do a lot of planning to get a lot of nodes into a lot of places. So if you are going to my village, it's either you are putting 5G in my village or you are not, and leaving it to 4G or 3G. So what this is going to mean is that there's going to be a lot of connectivity. So things like your connected cars you're talking about, we can do them. We can have a lot more connected weather stations to get accurate weather, you know, weather forecast and data. You know, it can give us, you know, it's going to boost smart systems and the smart city revolution, where we can have our street lights in real time talking to a city and state authorities, you know, to monitor them. So for me, it's going to bring a whole lot of, you know, connectivity. And then it's also going to actually boost IoT in its own, because now a lot of people are not going to start paying attention to smart things, smart bins, smart parking garages, pretty much, you know, everything that needs connectivity. Then it's also going to make in areas of education also very accessible, because now you have, you know, you can watch a YouTube video in high definition and, you know, just, you know, a matter of, you know, seconds. So these are just a few, so that my colleague can also continue. These are just a few of the positives we're looking at.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. You know, you are saying something about the telcos trying to actually achieve full coverage of 5G. Based from research, as you tell, we discovered that for me to really the globe entirely to really submerge into the whole 5G pandemic, is going to take at least by 2035. I will have kids by then. I'll be an infant. So by 2035, the whole, like, we're going to have a global submerging, or like the 5G is going to be everywhere. And definitely, as you rightly said, it's going to be supporting a wide range of industries. Potentially, it's going to be enabling up to 13.2 trillion jobs.
That's a lot. Yeah. No, it is. I mean, it's a huge,
According to 13.2. So, and also the impact is greater, as you rightly said, education and the rest of them, majorly education, because the one thing, because with it's very good that this thing is even happening right now. I look at the educational space, look at the health space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
After this pandemic, it should be rethinked, definitely. Schools never think it should work. It can never work. It can work online. According to a recent report from Tech Bow, so we saw some schools in moving online. Something that even some white pastors will tell you never believe. Yeah. In the aspect of financial technology, you see 5G helping. Currently, right now in Nigeria, common bank transfer is a very big issue. Internet credit, even some POSs here are feeling that they are disgracing themselves on the street. So with 5G, I think we're going to see increase, because the only thing driving the digital economy is the telcos. I keep saying that the big guys of this new dawn is the banks and the telcos. The rest are just players. Bet me, if nobody is paying for your products, you are not doing it. If the telcos shut down the internet, the banks will go out of business. So the telcos have the data, the financial technology, the banks have the financial power, they have everything we need, and these things is going to transform both the telecommunication sector 100 times faster than the way it was now. It's going to move, accelerate education. It's going to enhance education very, very fast, because you look at getting a smart learning system, EdTech is going to, like some edtech startups in Africa is going to see very good booming. Like you listen right now by Shimi Shanghai, already they have 40,000 downloads. So imagine internet is very everywhere and things are happening very fast. Who we want to kill himself? And the future of work is pretty very decent. Future of work is very decent. It's pretty very there. At Citura, we have over 120 research analysts all around the globe. I haven't seen like 1% of the staff, but we talk every day on Zoom. We talk every day on WhatsApp chat. So imagine how far this thing can take us. So I think the future is just there for anybody that wants to be part of the future. All those people, they should just join the Antichrist and be shouting.
Okay. I guess talking about the impact of 5G, we are just going to have another podcast on the impact of 5G. We have really done a lot today. We have really
definitely
a big thank you to you guys. Dennis, Samuel, my namesake. Big thank you to you guys. The point is, let's always pass out positive messages to people. Let's always pass out the truth, not just myths. Yeah. Let's pass out facts to people.